It is time to talk a little sports with Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. And of course, we have to start with the Super Bowl. New England does it, beats Los Angeles, and Tom Brady now has won 6 Super Bowls, more than anyone. Before the game, Brady said, "Never in my wildest dreams did I ever imagine I'd go to 9 Super Bowls." When he was here at the University of Michigan 20 years ago, would anyone there have imagined this?
No, including him, I would say. He started the games his junior and senior year, but oftentimes they'd bring in Drew Henson, the freshman phenom, for the second quarter, and then decide who's playing better in the second half, which is not a very good way of doing things.
Not a confidence builder.
No, it's not. Although, in hindsight, you might say that probably made him mentally tough. Because when you have somebody looking over your shoulder on every possession, that is nerve-wracking, man. That's going to get to you. You will be hard-pressed also to find a truly great performer. Muhammad Ali, Jack Nicklaus, Michael Jordan, without a chip on their shoulder. It's almost always there.
And so that time did that. And are there people on campus who still, you know, remember him or are still in touch with him?
Oh, absolutely. His teammates, by the way, loved him. They named him a captain when you're not even necessarily the full-time starter. So that says a lot right there. And back to your point about not guessing about Tom Brady, Bob Kraft, you saw him a lot on TV last night. I was chatting with him once on the sidelines of a Michigan game. I was doing a story on Zoltán Mezko, who ended up being their great punter from Michigan. And I said, "Hey, man, kudos on picking up Tom Brady when no one else had the brains to pick up Tom Brady. 6th round, 199th pick overall." And he says, "Well, don't give us too much credit. Don't forget about blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Well, who's blah, blah, blah?" He goes, "The guy we picked before Tom Brady."
And it pays off. And, you know, it is interesting. You stop and you think Lions fans could watch last night and sadly watch, you know, Ndamukong Suh throwing Patriots around like bowling pins and Kyle Van Noy there winning a Super Bowl with New England. Not to mention that guy who was an assistant special teams coach for Rick Ferrazzano and the Lions in 76 and 77, Bill Belichick. Oldest coach ever to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he might be again next year.
My word. So you got more people living the dream once they leave Detroit.
That's Detroit, the best minor league system ever. The Boston Detroit Red Sox. It goes on and on.
It goes on. Turning to basketball, both Michigan and Michigan State had their noses bloodied. Quite a reset. You got Michigan losing badly to Iowa, and then the Spartans did not beat an understrength Hoosier team who are missing a whole bunch of their top starters, losing at the Breslin. What's going on?
It's going to happen probably sooner or later. These are both very good teams. They're not quite dominant, although I think very, very good still. The question is now how you respond. Michigan's loss at Iowa was bad, and Michigan State's loss at home to an Indiana team that had lost 7 in a row and still missing some star players, that was worse. Yeah. So Monday practice at both places, I bet, will be highly focused. Now, they both got 9 games left. They're tied with Purdue at 9-2 at the top of the Big Ten. Purdue's got only 2 winning teams they're going to face, Michigan State 4 and Michigan 6. So Michigan now has given itself the hardest path to a title, so we're about to find out how tough they really are.
Okay. Pistons have been struggling to make that final playoff spot. Do you see them making any trades? The deadline's approaching.
If they do, don't do it for the playoffs. Yes, I realize they're close in their one-off in the Eastern Conference right now, but they're still 22-29. That's still a very big losing record. If they're in the Western Conference, they would be 14th out of 15. This is not a team you rally to get to the playoffs. Figure out what you're going to do next year, because this year's already basically lost.
All right. And hey, the Red Wings, they've won 3 straight. They had a great overtime win over Mike Babcock and the Maple Leafs. That was pretty sweet on Friday night. They shut out the Senators on Saturday. Are we starting to see these young wings starting to gel and toughen a little? I mean, I'm not going, "Hey, we're off to the playoffs," but are we seeing some maturing or something happening?
Possibly. However, listeners, I love Cindy for a lot of reasons, but one of them is her indefatigable optimism in the face of, okay, 3 wins, yeah, that's good. Could be gelling, could be young, and so on. However, before that, what she left out is they lost 13 out of 15. So, God bless you. This team is still not very good. Look, if they're going to jug and find out in the next month or two, I'm not seeing it, but I would love to be wrong.
All right.
And I often am. So.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. As always, thanks, John.
Thank you.